This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, evictions due to family disputes are leading to an increase in homelessness. The Council for the Disabled voices concern over what it says are statistical inaccuracies in data on those with disabilities. Thousands of Barbadians are expected to benefit from the expansion of the Construction Gateway project. Veteran photographer Charles Grant is laid to rest, and St. Lucia reports an increase in cases of gastro. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Disagreements in families are leaving an increasing number of people homeless due to being evicted from family residences. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey is concerned about the trend, which he says has been on the increase since the COVID-19 pandemic. He commented on the issue while speaking on the sidelines of the launch of the poverty survey called the Country Assessment of Living Conditions. He spoke about one of the ways in which government has responded.
I recognize that in Barbados of late, the situation of families has been extremely difficult. And I don't only mean in relation to economic circumstances, but I think families are not getting along as well as they used to. I call it a post-COVID paradox, you know, that people are under pressure, I think. And I've said before, we've seen families not being able to cope with things that they traditionally could cope with. So you might find in many instances where people would have been able to maintain a relationship with a spouse or a child, and a child with a child, that no longer are they prepared to do that. So you're seeing people being evicted or being asked to leave perhaps more frequently than we did in the past. And that's the reason we strengthened the Alliance to End Homelessness, so that in circumstances where these things occur, these shops, that they have a temporary place to stay while we work on a longer-term solution.
Mr. Humphrey wants more landlords to rent their properties to government so they can be made available to families in need of accommodation.
So I recognize that there is a challenge. I want to thank the Alliance for the work that they're doing. I want to thank my Resilience Unit, but I also want to use this opportunity to again make a call for landlords to come forward and to rent to the government. We're prepared to pay 3 months' rent, in some cases 4 months' rent up front, and to pay regularly, because I know persons were concerned that they weren't receiving their money frequently, to pay on time, but to allow us to accommodate a number of these families when they do arise. I also must tell you, though, that the record of housing families who've been displaced in the ministry is actually quite impressive. And so we will continue to do that work.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. The Barbados Council for the Disabled is concerned about what it says are inaccuracies in statistics on the disabled community. Speaking on the OB's Down to Brass Tacks program, President of the Council, Carrie-Anne Eiffel, stated that survey respondents with disabilities often do not admit they have a disability. She says these inaccuracies create long-term issues for the disabled community.
It is estimated by the World Health Organization, on average, 15% of any population has a disability. They will concede up to between 5 to 10%. But if you do the figures, 5 to 10%, now I've never been a good mathematician. Let's say Barbados has about 260,000. 5% of that is roughly 13,000. That figure does not agree with what the statistics, the official statistics are right now. So when you look at that, it's concerning, because then how can any government adequately provide for a segment of their population?
She says there needs to be greater awareness about disabilities.
We need to do more on raising awareness, helping people to understand and interpret what is a disability, what isn't, what to do, where to go when you have a disability, those kinds of things. We need to do a lot of more of that. I think that government's most recent initiative will help to a certain degree with the increase to the benefit situation. You may recall, David, that in the last budget, they spoke about increasing the access to the non-contributory pension. Previously, it was only available to the blind and the deaf community. I know that's been expanded.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Carrie-Anne Eiffel. Government will be expanding its Construction Gateway Training Initiative. This was disclosed during a ceremony to launch a new education program held at the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology, SJPI. The project began in 2022 to prepare the locals to take up opportunities from a construction boom in the country. Principal of the SJPI, Ian Drakes, said that this second phase seeks to meet the demands of the local construction sector.
What we're looking to do in terms of the training institutions, that is SJPA, the Barbados Community College, and the Barbados Vocational Training Board, is to roll out again 20 plus courses in construction to meet the construction demand in this country. We have heard the Prime Minister say that if our citizens don't put their hands up and start getting some technical training, she will be forced by means that are out of her control to bring persons from as far as maybe Africa. And I'm excited because in the construction gateway, we're hearing on the ground queries from persons, citizens who seem to have an interest, and it has piqued their interest.
He said the initiative is set to begin next month with thousands expected to benefit.
We've realized from our research that we need to make those courses a little longer. And so we're going to move it from 12 weeks training to a cohort being for 16 weeks. And we believe that this will give you a quality person in terms of the industry coming out of the construction gateway. We're looking to launch that in early July to start the training. We're going to look to do another 4 cohorts again over that 1 year period, and therefore bringing Barbados on par within a short time. We're targeting between 3,000 to 4,000 persons. In the previous one, we would have done close to 2,000 persons.
Principal of the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology, Ian Drakes. The Pylons Creative Workshop has partnered with the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology to launch a new satellite education initiative. The program will offer computer-based courses in the Pine and Haynesville communities. It seeks to provide training opportunities to those who may not be able to attend the SJPI for varying reasons, including a lack of qualifications or financial challenges. Member of Parliament for St. Michael Southwest and Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw highlighted the importance of the program during a ceremony at the institution.
It must not be that we are satisfied as a society in people coming out of school without certificates. It must never be that we are satisfied that people are not sure of their options that are available to them. It must never be that people feel as though they've been discarded because they didn't go to a particular school, and therefore they're not part of a fraternity of brothers and sisters. Those things must never be the things that as a society that we settle for. And that is why this type of inclusive program becomes so important.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael Southwest and Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Veteran photographer Charles Grant has been laid to rest. Mr. Grant, who was ailing, passed away last month. Family members and friends paid their final respects to the Nation newspaper photographer in a funeral service at the St. Barnabas Anglican Church. In tribute, former executive editor at the Nation Publishing, Roxanne Gibbs, remembered Mr. Grant for his many contributions to the journalism landscape of Barbados.
He was best known as the Nation's ace photographer, but he was so much more than that. His contribution to the Nation went far beyond the lens of his camera. Those of us who worked closely with him and would remember Charles as a cornerstone of the newsroom. He was larger than life. He brought in not only impactful front page photographs and story leads, but he brought lots of excitement and energy into the newsroom. Yes, he was a photographer, but I admired Charles more for his nose for news.
And associate editor with the Nation newspaper, Maria Bradshaw, described him as a kind-hearted individual who would do what he could to assist those around him.
Many families can attest to Grant's kindness and generosity. He would always leave money behind or go to the supermarket to buy groceries or reach out to a government official to get assistance. And even though he was a photographer, Grant would always give me tips on how to write and frame my story. He would always come back to me and say, you remember to put in this or that? You got all the angles covered? And I would always say, man, Grant, yes, I got it covered. And he would thumbs up or pat on the back. All right, Braddy, continue.
Associate editor with the Nation newspaper, Maria Bradshaw. And finally, St. Lucia is reporting a significant increase in the number of cases of people suffering from gastroenteritis, an inflammation of the stomach and intestines typically caused by viral, bacterial, or parasitic infections. The Ministry of Health, Wellness, and Elderly Affairs said that the cases were being presented to healthcare facilities throughout the island, and that so far this year, over 700 cases of gastroenteritis have been recorded in St. Lucia. Recapping the headlines, evictions due to family disputes are leading to an increase in homelessness. The Council for the Disabled voices concern over what it says are statistical inaccuracies in data on those with disabilities. Thousands of Barbadians are expected to benefit from the expansion of the Construction Gateway project. Veteran photographer Charles Grant laid to rest. And St. Lucia reports an increase in cases of gastroenteritis. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.